Has Nick Cannon gone too far in order to promote his new album? The artist posted a video on Instagram of himself sporting a white face along with a blonde wig, new clothes, and a skater accent. His tweet didn't make matters any better, seeing as it included several hashtags that could come across as inappropriate to certain people. When the buzz got around and folks started a fuss, Cannon later tweeted, "It's funny how people take themselves so seriously. People love drama. We feed off of it. Just relax and have fun." Clearly unimpressed with the feedback he was receiving. Many have commented on this stunt as ignorant and hypocritical, while others viewed it as hilarious. I interviewed college students Taylor Smith, Brooke Withington, and Tara LaRue to see what their thoughts are on this subject. Do you think Nick Cannon went too far just to promote his album?
I think he may have gone a little bit too far. Yeah. With the hashtags and everything, I find some of those, I can understand why people would find them offensive.
I don't think he was trying to be hurtful, but I can understand if you take offense.
Several people have considered this act to be hypocritical and racist. Would you agree? Do people have a right to be this offended, or are they taking it too far?
I feel contradicted about it, because I do agree that portrayal, like, characters of other races is wrong. Like, blackface was, like, an exaggeration and made fun of black people. And so I feel the same way about white face, whatever he was doing, because he was making fun of white people. I don't think it's... Obviously, blackface is, like, more deeply rooted in history, and it's a lot more offensive for other reasons than just being, like, made fun of. I don't think either are okay. And so... Were people overreacting? Yeah, I think so, because it wasn't really made to be offensive, but it could be offensive, yes.
They might be taking it a bit seriously, and only because people do this with black people all the time in, like, not so obvious ways. Therefore, like, Nick Cannon, as a comedian, he almost gets to play by different rules. So, like, he can kind of be a little bit racist, just like other white comedians can be, like, super racist because they're comedians. Like, they don't follow the same rules as, like, normal people.
Last Halloween, Julianne Hough sported black face makeup when she attended a costume party dressed as Crazy Eyes, the African-American character from Orange is the New Black, and received a ton of negative commentary. Could this be considered any different or any better?
It is different because she was going specifically as a character that already exists and not someone that she made up. It was also not really a publicity stunt. It was Halloween.
I feel the same way if a black person put on white makeup to portray a character who was white. So I don't think there's anything wrong with, like, an honest, respectful portrayal of a person. And she wasn't doing it to make fun of the character. So no, she shouldn't have done it. But I think people, yeah, overreacted. And I don't think it's... the same thing as Nick Cannon's case.
I think it's the same thing, but maybe a tad bit better because she was portraying a character on Orange is the New Black. However, Julianne Hough needs to understand that she's in the limelight, so that was a stupid decision.
Well, either way, Nick Cannon's next studio album, White People Party Music, is in stores April 1st. Thank you for listening. My name's Diane, and don't forget to tune in next time to Chit Chat Tracker, keeping you in touch one story at a time.